I consider myself a gun control skeptic. I do not believe at this point in our history, with 300 million firearms in private hands, and a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and a political situation in which very, very small number of politicians who are willing to take a strong position on firearms, that there's any potential for serious regulatory controls. I don't think that will happen. There is no magic bullet, to if you can excuse the phrase, that will change American violence. But the good news is that it has been reduced substantially over the last 25 years. And we have had a tremendous reduction in violent crime, including gun crime, since 1990. Overall, in the United States, about 35 to 40% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And in New York City, 75% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And so this current debate about what can be done about gun violence ought to consider the fact that gun violence has gone down. I consider myself a gun control skeptic. I do not believe at this point in our history, with 300 million firearms in private hands, and a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and a political situation in which very, very small number of politicians who are willing to take a strong position on firearms, that there's any potential for serious regulatory controls. I don't think that will happen. There is no magic bullet, to if you can excuse the phrase, that will change American violence. But the good news is that it has been reduced substantially over the last 25 years. And we have had a tremendous reduction in violent crime, including gun crime, since 1990. Overall, in the United States, about 35 to 40% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And in New York City, 75% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And so this current debate about what can be done about gun violence ought to consider the fact that gun violence has gone down. I consider myself a gun control skeptic. I do not believe at this point in our history, with 300 million firearms in private hands, and a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and a political situation in which very, very small number of politicians who are willing to take a strong position on firearms, that there's any potential for serious regulatory controls. I don't think that will happen. There is no magic bullet, to, if you can excuse the phrase, that will change American violence. But the good news is that it has been reduced substantially over the last 25 years. And we have had a tremendous reduction in violent crime, including gun crime, since 1990. Overall, in the United States, about 35 to 40% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And in New York City, 75% fewer homicides now than in 1990. And so this current debate about what can be done about gun violence ought to consider the fact that gun violence has gone down.